First, I'd like to start off by saying it's a pleasure to give back to Alcoholics Anonymous. I attempt to do that as much as possible. But as a title states, parenting in recovery. I do have a 3-year-old. He's sitting right there. He's present in the room. I'd like to pull everybody's attention to the word balance, which is, I hear, shared a lot in meetings with Alcoholics Anonymous. For all those people that don't understand the process of recovery, if you're new, it takes a lot of diligence. It takes a lot of time and effort for me to keep myself well. And then there comes, you know, the child aspect of this program. You know, it's tough for me to keep well and to be able to continue to do meetings, live my life, do what I need to do to be responsible, to earn a living, do different things, you know, in my own personal program. And then to throw a child into that mix too, for anybody who's wondering, it's very difficult. My suggestion is do some research before you take on that task. And that's just being honest. My story starts out a little bit. I already have a son that's 22. And today, the blessing out of having a 3-year-old is I wasn't there for my 22-year-old. I wasn't. He knows who I am. He knows me by name. I've been to visit him. He lives in West Virginia with his mother. We have an okay relationship today. But what I need to tell you out of that is anytime I'm near him or around him, I can notice where the consequences of my addiction came into play. I love him with all my heart, but I just wasn't there. And a lot of times it's hard to make that connection. I mean, I'm there and I spend time with him. We go do things, but it's just not the same. It's just not the same as it is today with my younger son. You know, I consider myself a blessed man today. God has given me another opportunity to be the father that I couldn't be before. And I'd like to think that I do the best I can on a daily basis. And it's tough. I was just speaking with someone the other day about the terrible twos, and I got news for you. That's nothing compared to the terrible threes. My son was actually pretty awesome the whole way through 2 years old. 3 years old, he started learning words and learning how to put them in sentences and then learning how to put anger behind them and frustration and basically telling me what he was and wasn't going to do. You know, it's tough. It's tough for me. I wouldn't call myself an angry man. However, I've done construction all my life. It was pretty hard to turn my vocabulary down so as not to have my son walking around picking up on words. It's only to be displayed out in public. You know, and that's just being nice. I'm sure everybody here can relate to the words that I'm talking about. Matthew started out going to a lot of meetings with me. In early recovery, his, you know, with him being young, he started out going to meetings with me. since the words had started coming out and he started to be able to relate and understand a little bit more, I choose not to take him to many meetings. Because I just simply don't think that this is something that he needs to always be a part of. As far as coming here when it's a joyous occasion, everybody's spiritual and having a good time is one thing. So let's face it, when we're having bad days and we come to a meeting and we express that stuff, my personal opinion is my son doesn't need to be hearing that stuff. I got clean and I stay clean for a reason. And one of the main reasons is so he don't ever have to witness that, you know, from myself or over here from someone else. You know, there's horrors in here. You know, I can't speak for anybody else. I got here on a gift of desperation. There was nothing else left for me. So when I'm having one of them days and I need to share, it seems real difficult when I look around the room and I see, and please don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying the kids are not welcome in narcotics and all this meetings. It's just real tough for me to get everything out that I need to get out for that day. Because I don't want to interfere with an innocence of a child, you know, for them to be able to take that stuff home with them. Today my life is good, I need to say that, without a doubt. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm heavily involved in my service area, which is Bull Mountain Islands. I take service very seriously, as well as I do my program. I don't believe that the suggestions in this program are here for us to pick and choose. You know, that's just me personally. I share about this a lot in my area. If you have a predecessor that's trying things, may necessarily work. And they make a suggestion to me when I'm going through the exact same situation, I think I at least owe them the honor and the duty to at least apply it to my life. You know, this recovery thing is not easy in no way, shape, or form. It's simple, you know. I'll definitely tell you that. It's simple. You know, on most days, I just don't have to use. But in the same token is that it's not easy. You know, I need to be open-minded to suggestions. There's a lot of people in my area that have raised children through active addiction. I clung a little close to them. You know, because the way I looked at it was, if they could do it through active addiction and still come out on top, and be able to have a relationship with their kids, then I should be able to do it for recovery. This program, I apply it to my parenting 100%. I'm completely powerless over my child if it doesn't want to listen, if he doesn't want to listen. I'm completely powerless over that. You know, the way I get restored back to sanity is I take 5 seconds, breathe, and then I address it. You know, today I don't try to go off half-cocked, angry all the time, merely because I don't want the child to, for me to take this time to try to raise a child correctly in recovery, only for the same result to happen with the disconnection that I have with my other son. I fear that a lot of times. So I take that extra step, you know. I pray a lot. I turn it over to God a lot. I mean, a lot. Because, like I said, I didn't have any parenting skills. I didn't have any. I didn't know how to be a father, you know. And a situation happens, you know, in recovery, where the person that I shared his child with chose to pick up and go back out. You know, somebody had to be responsible. you know. So with that being said, like I did what I needed to do, you know. And I knew I had to be the father, and I knew I had to step up and be the responsible adult at the same time. And that's what I did. I wouldn't take any of the facts. Matthew's a joy in my life today. Some days, one of the reasons why I get up. You know, on other days, it's one of the reasons why I want to sleep in. And that's just the joy of parenting, I think. You know, for the most part, I think Matthew enjoys having me around today. Even though sometimes what comes out of his mouth is he doesn't ever want to talk to me again. And that just lets me know that I'm being a good parent. My mother shares with me all the time that if they don't hate you at least a million times throughout their lifetime, by the time you turn 18, then you're not a good parent. Hopefully I pray every day and I think I'm doing okay with it. Like I said, that word balance, I don't even like it when it comes up in meetings, because for me, there's no such thing. I just get up every day and I face it with joy at work. I really don't even know how to, I usually pass when it comes to that topic, because I really don't know what to say on it. Narcotics Anonymous has been a great gift in my life. Helped me with these struggles each and every day. I'm glad I was able to be healthy for this, to take all this on. I'm so grateful for that. The biggest thing I think is cool is like this NA symbol right here on the floor. I thought that was really cool when I walked in and seen that. That was really cool. But anyhow, I hope somebody got something out of what I said. The biggest suggestion, like I stated earlier, is having children in recovery, even with both parents, is difficult. Like I said, because when I got here, they told me I had to be selfish and protect my own program. To do that, but also be non-selfish and look out for a child's needs, on some days is very difficult. But, I don't know. I'm going to keep going on and going on, and I'm going to keep coming back no matter what, for all the predecessors to keep teaching me so that I can keep learning. And, thanks, that's all I can.